which is www.finra.org. Type in your advisor's last name, and it will pull up a report that, you know, basically shows their work history, their designations, their licenses, whether or not there's been any disciplinary action against them. Again, don't be afraid to do that. It takes, you know, all of a minute to give you peace of mind or not.
And as I said, you know, in previous shows, the other thing you want to pay attention to is the new Department of Labor fiduciary rule. This is not a nice to have. It's a must do on the part of financial advisory firms going forward, even though it doesn't take effect until next year and fully rolls out in some parts of 2018. Firms should be doing that now. They should have been doing it all along, and I would recommend that you do ask for that form ADV, because if they don't have it, they're not acting under that rule.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Have a great day, great week. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The attacks, the ambush-style attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
That was the Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent John Escalante saying teams are now going to double up. And here's the starting lineup for day two of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's speakers, Dana White, the UFC president, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Tiffany and Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon. So it's a full night at the Speaker's podium at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Day 2. And you'll hear all about it right here on USA Radio News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-7104 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-7104. 800-295-7104.
The head of Fox News is reportedly being ousted from his job. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York Magazine is reporting the 21st Century Fox co-chairman Rupert Murdoch and his sons are going to remove Roger Ailes from his position as chairman and CEO of the Fox News Channel. Ailes has been the head of the network ever since it was founded in 1996, but he could be out of a job as early as this week. Sources saying Murdoch and his sons agree Ailes has to go after they reviewed findings of an investigation investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Ailes made by former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Ailes has denied the accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marina Amusements is holding a carnival this week to help with the recovery of an injured West Haven, Connecticut police officer. West Haven Mayor Ed O'Brien says they moved quickly to make it happen.
Everybody from the marinas to our building department to any inspections they needed, we expedited it and to get this done.
USA Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Obama administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the president's executive actions on immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The high court deadlocked earlier this year, 4-4, on the legality of Obama's actions. That meant a lower court order that froze the action stayed in place, and it's still in place. The Justice Department, though, wants the Supreme Court to reconsider the case once a ninth justice is confirmed. Justice Antonin Scalia died back in February, Senate Republican leaders refusing to consider Obama's nominee to replace Scalia. The president's executive actions aiming to shield millions of illegal immigrants from the threat of deportation, Obama arguing he was forced to take the actions because of congressional inaction on immigration reform. Republicans say the president exceeded his authority in issuing those executive orders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staten Island ferry riders can no longer charge their phones and computers after there were some fights on board. Scott Pringle reports.
There are reports of people fighting over the outlets on board the ferries during the commute, even one fist fight where a ferry worker got hurt trying to break it up. A DOT spokesperson tells the Staten Island Advance that the NYPD requested electricity be shut off on all Staten Island ferries in the terminals. It's not clear when that happened, but riders recently noticed the outlets not working, and the DOT says it's reviewing its policy. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Rod William Stoll, and this is USA Radio News.
Taxes both before and during retirement, reviews your tax returns with an eye to possible savings in the future, keeps you up to date with any changes in tax and estate law, monitors changes in your life and family situation, proactively keeps in touch with you, provides referrals to other professionals such as accountants and attorneys whose work they've seen that they know is quality work, helps with the continuity of your family's financial plans through generations, keeps you on track, which is a big one. A lot of our clients are saying, thank goodness you were such a nag in making sure that we were doing the things that we said were important to us. Is a wise sounding board for ideas that you are considering. And most importantly, is completely honest with you. You know, doesn't try to cherry coat anything or tell you what you want to hear. We tell you what you need to hear based upon what you tell us is important to you. So that's just an overview of some of the things that a credentialed financial advisor does with you and for you. So again, folks, it's not just about your portfolio.
That credentialed advisor also has an obligation to stay on top of all of the changes that would have an impact on those different things that Michelle has just mentioned. You're looking at continuing education credit requirements, whether it be on a state or a national level. And don't dismiss that, because as you know, it seems that every time we go on the internet or pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio, we're hearing about things that affect each and every one of us individually. So you want to expect that your trusted and knowledgeable financial advisor remains just that. And that's only going to happen if they, you know, if they stay up to date on all of the changes that are going to affect your life.
Absolutely. And remember, you can go to FINRA.org, which is www.finra.org. Type in your advisor's last name, and it will pull up a report that, you know, basically shows their work history, their designations, their licenses, whether or not there's been any disciplinary action against them. Again, don't be afraid to do that. It takes, you know, all of a minute to give you peace of mind or not.
And as I said, you know, in previous shows, the other thing you want to pay attention to is the new Department of Labor fiduciary rule. This is not a nice to have. It's a must do on the part of financial advisory firms going forward. Even though it doesn't take effect until next year and fully rolls out in some parts of 2018, firms should be doing that now. They should have been doing it all along, and I would recommend that you do ask for that form ADV, because if they don't have it, they're not acting under that rule.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com. Have a great day, great week. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The attacks, the ambush-styled attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
That was the Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent John Escalante saying teams are now going to double up. And here's the starting lineup for day two of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's speakers, Dana White, the UFC president, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Tiffany and Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon. So it's a full night at the Speaker's podium at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Day 2. And you'll hear all about it right here on USA Radio News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-7104 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-7104. 800-295-7104.
The head of Fox News is reportedly being ousted from his job. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York Magazine is reporting the 21st Century Fox co-chairman Rupert Murdoch and his sons are going to remove Roger Ailes from his position as chairman and CEO of the Fox News Channel. Ailes has been the head of the network ever since it was founded in 1996, but he could be out of a job as early as this week. Sources saying Murdoch and his sons agree Ailes has to go after they reviewed findings of an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Ailes made by former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Ailes has denied the accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marina Amusements is holding a carnival this week to help with the recovery of an injured West Haven, Connecticut police officer. West Haven Mayor Ed O'Brien says they moved quickly to make it happen.
Everybody from the marinas to our building department to any inspections they needed, we expedited it and to get this done.
USA Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Obama administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the president's executive actions on immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The high court deadlocked earlier this year 4-4 on the legality of Obama's actions. That meant a lower court order that froze the action stayed in place, and it's still in place. The Justice Department, though, wants the Supreme Court to reconsider the case once a ninth justice is confirmed. Justice Antonin Scalia died back in February, Senate Republican leaders refusing to consider Obama's nominee to replace Scalia. The president's executive actions aiming to shield millions of illegal immigrants from the threat of deportation. Obama arguing he was forced to take the actions because of congressional inaction on immigration reform. Republicans say the president exceeded his authority in issuing those executive orders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staten Island ferry riders can no longer charge their phones and computers after there were some fights on board. Scott Pringle reports.
There are reports of people fighting over the outlets on board the ferries during the commute, even one fist fight where a ferry worker got hurt trying to break it up. A DOT spokesperson tells the Staten Island Advance that the NYPD requested electricity be shut off on all Staten Island ferries and the terminals. It's not clear when that happened, but riders recently noticed the outlets not working, and the DOT says it's reviewing its policy. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Rod William Stoll, and this is USA Radio News.
taxes both before and during retirement, reviews your tax returns with an eye to possible savings in the future, keeps you up to date with any changes in tax and estate law, monitors changes in your life and family situation, proactively keeps in touch with you, provides referrals to other professionals such as accountants and attorneys whose work they've seen that they know is quality work, helps with the continuity of your family's financial plans through generations, keeps you on track, which is a big one. A lot of our clients are saying, thank goodness you were such a nag in yes, making sure that we were doing the things that we said were important to us, is a wise sounding board for ideas that you are considering. And most importantly, is completely honest with you. You know, doesn't try to cherry coat anything or tell you what you want to hear. We tell you what you need to hear based upon what you tell us is important to you. So that's just an overview of some of the things that a credentialed financial advisor does with you and for you. So again, folks, it's not just about your portfolio.
That credentialed advisor also has an obligation to stay on top of all of the changes that would have an impact on those different things that Michelle has just mentioned. You're looking at continuing education credit requirements, whether it be on a state or a national level. And don't dismiss that, because as you know, it seems that every time we go on the internet or pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio, we're hearing about things that affect each and every one of us individually. So you want to expect that your trusted and knowledgeable financial advisor remains just that. And that's only going to happen if they, you know, if they stay up to date on all of the changes that are going to affect your life.
Absolutely. And remember, you can go to FINRA.org, which is www.finra.org. Type in your advisor's last name, and it will pull up a report that, you know, basically shows their work history, their designations, their licenses, whether or not there's been any disciplinary action against them. Again, don't be afraid to do that. It takes, you know, all of a minute to give you peace of mind or not.
And as I said, you know, in previous shows, the other thing you want to pay attention to is the new Department of Labor fiduciary rule. This is not a nice to have. It's a must do on the part of financial advisory firms going forward. Even though it doesn't take effect until next year and fully rolls out in some parts of 2018, firms should be doing that now. They should have been doing it all along. And I would recommend that you do ask for that form ADV, because if they don't have it, they're not acting under that rule.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Have a great day, great week. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The attacks, the ambush-styled attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
That was the Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent John Escalante saying teams are now going to double up. And here's the starting lineup for day two of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's speakers, Dana White, the UFC president, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Tiffany and Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon. So it's a full night at the Speaker's podium at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, day two. And you'll hear all about it right here on USA Radio News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-7104 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-7104. 800-295-7104.
The head of Fox News is reportedly being ousted from his job. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York Magazine is reporting the 21st Century Fox co-chairman Rupert Murdoch and his sons are going to remove Roger Ailes from his position as chairman and CEO of the Fox News channel. Ailes has been the head of the network ever since it was founded in 1996, but he could be out of a job as early as this week. Sources saying Murdoch and his sons agree Ailes has to go after they reviewed findings of an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Ailes made by former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Ailes has denied the accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marina Amusements is holding a carnival this week to help with the recovery of an injured West Haven, Connecticut police officer. West Haven Mayor Ed O'Brien says they moved quickly to make it happen.
Everybody from the Marinas to our building department to any inspections they needed, we expedited it to get this done.
USA Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Obama administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the president's executive actions on immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The high court deadlocked earlier this year 4-4 on the legality of Obama's actions. That meant a lower court order that froze the action stayed in place, and it's still in place. The Justice Department, though, wants the Supreme Court to reconsider the case once a ninth justice is confirmed. Justice Antonin Scalia died back in February, Senate Republican leaders refusing to consider Obama's nominee to replace Scalia. The president's executive actions aiming to shield millions of illegal immigrants from the threat of deportation, Obama arguing he was forced to take the actions because of congressional inaction on immigration reform. Republicans say the president exceeded his authority in issuing those executive orders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staten Island ferry riders can no longer charge their phones and computers after there were some fights on board. Scott Pringle reports.
There are reports of people fighting over the outlets on board the ferries during the commute, even one fist fight where a ferry worker got hurt trying to break it up. A DOT spokesperson tells the Staten Island Advance that the NYPD requested electricity be shut off on all Staten Island ferries in the terminals. It's not clear when that happened, but riders recently noticed the outlets not working, and the DOT says it's reviewing its policy. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Rod William Stoll, and this is USA Radio News.
taxes both before and during retirement, reviews your tax returns with an eye to possible savings in the future, keeps you up to date with any changes in tax and estate law, monitors changes in your life and family situation, proactively keeps in touch with you, provides referrals to other professionals such as accountants and attorneys whose work they've seen that they know is quality work, helps with the continuity of your family's financial plans through generations, keeps you on track, which is a big one. A lot of our clients are saying, thank goodness you were such a nag in making sure that we were doing the things that we said were important to us, is a wise sounding board for ideas that you are considering. And most importantly, is completely honest with you. You know, doesn't try to cherry coat anything or tell you what you want to hear. We tell you what you need to hear based upon what you tell us is important to you. So that's just an overview of some of the things that a credentialed financial advisor does with you and for you. So again, folks, it's not just about your portfolio.
That credentialed advisor also has an obligation to stay on top of all of the changes that would have an impact on those different things that Michelle has just mentioned. You're looking at continuing education credit requirements, whether it be on a state or a national level. And don't dismiss that, because as you know, it seems that every time we go on the internet or pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio, we're hearing about things that affect each and every one of us individually. So you want to expect that your trusted and knowledgeable financial advisor remains just that. And that's only going to happen if they, you know, if they stay up to date on all of the changes that are going to affect your life.
Absolutely. And remember, you can go to FINRA.org, which is www.finra.org. Type in your advisor's last name, and it will pull up a report that, you know, basically shows their work history, their designations, their licenses, whether or not there's been any disciplinary action against them. Again, don't be afraid to do that. It takes, you know, all of a minute to give you peace of mind or not.
And as I said, you know, in previous shows, the other thing you want to pay attention to is the new Department of Labor fiduciary rule. This is not a nice to have. It's a must do on the part of financial advisory firms going forward, even though it doesn't take effect until next year and fully rolls out in some parts of 2018. Firms should be doing that now. They should have been doing it all along. And I would recommend that you do ask for that form ADV, because if they don't have it, they're not acting under that rule.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Have a great day, great week. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The attacks, the ambush-styled attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
That was the Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent John Escalante saying teams are now going to double up. And here's the starting lineup for day two of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's speakers, Dana White, the UFC president, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Tiffany and Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon. So it's a full night at the Speaker's podium at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Day 2. And you'll hear all about it right here on USA Radio News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-7104 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-7104. 800-295-7104.
The head of Fox News is reportedly being ousted from his job. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York Magazine is reporting the 21st Century Fox co-chairman Rupert Murdoch and his sons are going to remove Roger Ailes from his position as chairman and CEO of the Fox News Channel. Ailes has been the head of the network ever since it was founded in 1996, but he could be out of a job as early as this week. Sources saying Murdoch and his sons agree Ailes has to go after they reviewed findings of an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Ailes made by former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Ailes has denied the accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marina Amusements is holding a carnival this week to help with the recovery of an injured West Haven, Connecticut police officer. West Haven Mayor Ed O'Brien says they moved quickly to make it happen.
Everybody from the marinas to our building department to any inspections they needed, we expedited it and to get this done.
USA Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Obama administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the president's executive actions on immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The high court deadlocked earlier this year 4-4 on the legality of Obama's actions. That meant a lower court order that froze the action stayed in place, and it's still in place. The Justice Department, though, wants the Supreme Court to reconsider the case once a ninth justice is confirmed. Justice Antonin Scalia died back in February, Senate Republican leaders refusing to consider Obama's nominee to replace Scalia. The president's executive actions aiming to shield millions of illegal immigrants from the threat of deportation. Obama arguing he was forced to take the actions because of congressional inaction on immigration reform. Republicans say the president exceeded his authority in issuing those executive orders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staten Island ferry riders can no longer charge their phones and computers after there were some fights on board. Scott Pringle reports.
There are reports of people fighting over the outlets on board the ferries during the commute, even one fist fight where a ferry worker got hurt trying to break it up. A DOT spokesperson tells the Staten Island Advance that the NYPD requested electricity be shut off on all Staten Island ferries in the terminals. It's not clear when that happened, but riders recently noticed the outlets not working, and the DOT says it's reviewing its policy. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Rod William Stoll, and this is USA Radio News.
taxes both before and during retirement, reviews your tax returns with an eye to possible savings in the future, keeps you up to date with any changes in tax and estate law, monitors changes in your life and family situation, proactively keeps in touch with you, provides referrals to other professionals such as accountants and attorneys whose work they've seen that they know is quality work, helps with the continuity of your family's financial plans through generations, keeps you on track, which is a big one. A lot of our clients are saying, thank goodness you were such a nag in making sure that we were doing the things that we said were important to us, is a wise sounding board for ideas that you are considering. And most importantly, is completely honest with you. You know, doesn't try to cherry coat anything or tell you what you want to hear. We tell you what you need to hear based upon what you tell us is important to you. So that's just an overview of some of the things that a credentialed financial advisor does with you and for you. So again, folks, it's not just about your portfolio.
That credentialed advisor also has an obligation to stay on top of all of the changes that would have an impact on those different things that Michelle has just mentioned. You're looking at continuing education credit requirements, whether it be on a state or a national level. And don't dismiss that, because as you know, it seems that every time we go on the internet or pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio, we're hearing about things that affect each and every one of us individually. So you want to expect that your trusted and knowledgeable financial advisor remains just that. And that's only going to happen if they, you know, if they stay up to date on all of the changes that are going to affect your life.
Absolutely. And remember, you can go to FINRA.org, which is www.finra.org. Type in your advisor's last name, and it will pull up a report that, you know, basically shows their work history, their designations, their licenses, whether or not there's been any disciplinary action against them. Again, don't be afraid to do that. It takes, you know, all of a minute. To give you peace of mind or not.
And as I said, you know, in previous shows, the other thing you want to pay attention to is the new Department of Labor fiduciary rule. This is not a nice to have, it's a must do on the part of financial advisory firms going forward, even though it doesn't take effect until next year and fully rolls out in some parts of 2018. Firms should be doing that now. They should have been doing it all along. And I would recommend that you do ask for that form ADV, because if they don't have it, they're not acting under that rule.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on 100inchamberradio.com. Have a great day, great week. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center. 100in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100in Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dahl.
100in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100in Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dahl.
The attacks, the ambush-styled attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
That was the Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent John Escalante saying teams are now going to double up. And here's the starting lineup for day two of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's speakers, Dana White, the UFC president, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Tiffany and Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon. So it's a full night at the Speaker's podium at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Day 2. And you'll hear all about it right here on USA Radio News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-7104 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-7104. 800-295-7104.
The head of Fox News is reportedly being ousted from his job. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York Magazine is reporting the 21st Century Fox co-chairman Rupert Murdoch and his sons are going to remove Roger Ailes from his position as chairman and CEO of the Fox News Channel. Ailes has been the head of the network ever since it was founded in 1996, but he could be out of a job as early as this week. Sources saying Murdoch and his sons agree Ailes has to go after they reviewed findings of an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Ailes made by former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Ailes has denied the accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marina Amusements is holding a carnival this week to help with the recovery of an injured West Haven, Connecticut police officer. West Haven Mayor Ed O'Brien says they moved quickly to make it happen.
Everybody from the marinas to our building department to any inspections they needed, we expedited it and to get this done.
USA Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Obama administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the president's executive actions on immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The high court deadlocked earlier this year 4-4 on the legality of Obama's actions. That meant a lower court order that froze the action stayed in place, and it's still in place. The Justice Department, though, wants the Supreme Court to reconsider the case once a ninth justice is confirmed. Justice Antonin Scalia died back in February, Senate Republican leaders refusing to consider Obama's nominee to replace Scalia. The president's executive actions aiming to shield millions of illegal immigrants from the threat of deportation, Obama arguing he was forced to take the actions because of congressional inaction on immigration reform. Republicans say the president exceeded his authority in issuing those executive orders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staten Island ferry riders can no longer charge their phones and computers after there were some fights on board. Scott Pringle reports.
There are reports of people fighting over the outlets on board the ferries during the commute, even one fist fight where a ferry worker got hurt trying to break it up. A DOT spokesperson tells the Staten Island Advance that the NYPD requested electricity be shut off on all Staten Island ferries in the terminals. It's not clear when that happened, but riders recently noticed the outlets not working, and the DOT says it's reviewing its policy. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Rod William Stoll, and this is USA Radio News.
taxes both before and during retirement, reviews your tax returns with an eye to possible savings in the future, keeps you up to date with any changes in tax and estate law, monitors changes in your life and family situation, proactively keeps in touch with you, provides referrals to other professionals such as accountants and attorneys whose work they've seen that they know is quality work, helps with the continuity of your family's financial plans through generations, keeps you on track, which is a big one. A lot of our clients are saying, thank goodness you were such a nag in yes, making sure that we were doing the things that we said were important to us, is a wise sounding board for ideas that you are considering. And most importantly, is completely honest with you. You know, doesn't try to cherry code anything or tell you what you want to hear. We tell you what you need to hear based upon what you tell us is important to you. So that's just an overview of some of the things that a credentialed financial advisor does with you and for you. So again, folks, it's not just about your portfolio.
That credentialed advisor also has an obligation to stay on top of all of the changes that would have an impact on those different things that Michelle has just mentioned. You're looking at continuing education credit requirements, whether it be on a state or a national level. And don't dismiss that, because as you know, it seems that every time we go on the internet or pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio, we're hearing about things that affect each and every one of us individually. So you want to expect that your trusted and knowledgeable financial advisor remains just that. And that's only going to happen if they, you know, if they stay up to date on all of the changes that are going to affect your life.
Absolutely. And remember, you can go to FINRA.org, which is www.finra.org. Type in your advisor's last name, and it will pull up a report that, you know, basically shows their work history, their designations, their licenses, whether or not there's been any disciplinary action against them. Again, don't be afraid to do that. It takes, you know, all of a minute to give you peace of mind or not.
And as I said, you know, in previous shows, the other thing you want to pay attention to is the new Department of Labor fiduciary rule. This is not a nice to have. It's a must do on the part of financial advisory firms going forward. Even though it doesn't take effect until next year and fully rolls out in some parts of 2018, firms should be doing that now. They should have been doing it all along. And I would recommend that you do ask for that form ADV, because if they don't have it, they're not acting under that rule.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Have a great day, great week. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The attacks, the ambush-styled attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
That was the Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent John Escalante saying teams are now going to double up. And here's the starting lineup for day two of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's speakers, Dana White, the UFC president, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Tiffany and Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon. So it's a full night at the Speaker's podium at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, day two. And you'll hear all about it right here on USA Radio News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-7104 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-7104. 800-295-7104.
The head of Fox News is reportedly being ousted from his job. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York Magazine is reporting the 21st Century Fox co-chairman Rupert Murdoch and his sons are going to remove Roger Ailes from his position as chairman and CEO of the Fox News Channel. Ailes has been the head of the network ever since it was founded in 1996, but he could be out of a job as early as this week. Sources saying Murdoch and his sons agree Ailes has to go after they reviewed findings of an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Ailes made by former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson. Ailes has denied the